It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
What? Bye!
Stop what you're doing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go like the video and subscribe to your YouTube channel right now. And if you're on Spotify, go start following us on Spotify and give us 5 stars. And if you're on Apple, go give us 5 stars and leave a review and then continue. Ouch. Just throw a Swedish fish.
Stop.
Finish it.
Finish the app.
Okay, stop. This is so dangerous doing it right here on this cliff. I could fall and I could die. Okay. Go to sundaycool.com where we do custom shirts and stuff.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
Wait a second.
Not on my leg. There's residue.
How are you in the office and I'm standing in space? I thought before I was on a cliff.
Space.
This is weird. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
Hey guys, welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies.
Hey!
Before we get started, let's bring on our guest. Ladies and gentlemen.
Could it be?
Teleporting into the studio is the astronaut, the man on the moon himself. Buzz Aldrin!
Oh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Anthony.
It's me.
It's Anthony.
I'm here.
It's not Buzz.
It's not Buzz.
Oh.
Hey, I'm kidding. It's great to see Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
But why couldn't Buzz make it?
You were thinking it was going to be Buzz.
Yeah.
No, we were told he was Buzz. We were in contact.
Yeah. Okay.
You've met Buzz.
Yeah. I was just up there with him.
Oh.
And he was.
No way.
He said he really wanted to come, bud.
Yeah.
He really wanted to be here. Oh, but he had, you know, it was one of those like up in space right now.
Yeah.
People don't know this, but there's like different. We're really busy. This is a really busy season for us in space.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
So he just had a work thing. And so he was like. I gotta stay. He was like, I gotta stay up here.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Tell my bud. He's my number two bud.
That's you.
And
number two still, huh? Number one being
space. Yeah, he said that was like a joke.
Oh.
That you would get.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing about like inside jokes is like sometimes like you're not there for the inside part.
Yeah.
But you hear the end of it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to find out like what he meant by that. But
yeah, you'll meet him.
I mean, I brought a present for him and everything, and for you guys too,
so
celebrate.
Cool.
But it's worry about. Later.
Well, before I left, he did say he had a message for you.
Oh,
and he said that.
Cool.
That's awesome.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just coming to me.
No,
I should have.
This is amazing. What did he say?
He said he's like really means this.
Yeah.
He loves. He loves the podcast.
Wow. That's awesome.
You said he loves.
That is so cool.
The podcast. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
That is really great.
He loves the podcast.
He loves the podcast.
That's what
he told me.
That is so cool.
To tell you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so cool. Buzz Aldrin loves this podcast.
It's kind of what every son wants to hear.
Yeah. Loves this podcast. That is so cool.
His heart was full when he said it, too. You could tell.
That's so cool. I love that.
I mean,
I love that he said that.
It was kind of weird for me personally because I've asked him to listen to my podcast and he won't.
Wow.
But he said he loves this podcast.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys. Welcome to the 100th episode.
Hey! Hundy.
We made it.
Welcome.
Haters said it wasn't possible.
They did say that.
We had all those people that said you'll never make it 100 episodes.
We
look at us
them
now.
Wrong.
Do we have any people saying that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
100 pods.
100 pods.
That's wild.
It is wild.
Seems like yesterday.
Seems like yesterday. And you know what they say? 100 is more than 90.
Yes, it is. And they've always said that.
They have.
I've always said that.
They have.
Most people have said that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact about 100?
Sure.
If you put 100 into a microwave, it's actually less than if you put 90 into a microwave. Your food will cook for
That's
less.
That's true. That's true.
Let what would we do in. Without Anthony being here?
That is why.
I mean, we've been talking about microwaves a lot with radiation and stuff, and like that probably saved people's lives.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, Anthony.
Just something to remember.
Yeah. So, good news is that it's really hot in the studio.
It's so hot.
Why is it so hot?
I don't know. Florida, baby.
It was hotter in space, if that's any help to you guys.
Is it?
It's what? So hot up there. People think it's cold.
Yeah, I mean that's what science says.
But it's
why
like,
is it hot?
Well, just because Buzz is kind of weird about the thermostat, you know, he doesn't want to run the power bill up.
That's like you.
I mean, I am pretty protective.
It's so funny. He has these little things.
No, don't tell me. So he runs it hot, right?
He runs the temperature hot.
I run my house hot. I'm curious to know if we have the same thermostat temperature. Do you remember what he sets it to?
Yeah.
Okay. On the count of three.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 88.
Did we say the same?
I think we did.
I heard 8 at the end, so yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. He runs it really hot, and he just, you know, he grills for us a lot.
Golly,
you know,
sounds like a great
guy. So every once in a while when I have a bad day, he takes me out, we just play catch, which is
in
like...
In space.
Wow. It's like, there's this like gravity room, you know what I mean? It's cool.
That
he's just
is
a
cool.
good dude.
Good
so,
dude.
So we did have it in him.
Apparently.
It's wrong time, wrong place.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Do you guys want a song?
Please. Please.
Oh, golly. Oh. I mean, I don't want to have to. I don't want to. I didn't want to ask.
Oh, please.
Yes.
I don't want to come in here demanding things, but yeah, I would really like a song.
Okay, let me just set this up real quick.
Okay.
Ow! Frick.
Can we say frick?
Costume is so much better when you make like a face like that. It's like, yes. You look like you might be Gimli from Lord of the Rings.
I'd be upset if I knew who you were talking about.
Hey, Buzz. Remember me?
Yeah.
Your wife from the moon? Oh, Buzz. I remember when you first landed on the moon, Buzz. You got out and that one dude stepped out and he said that really weird thing. He said,
one small step for man is just...
Take a bigger step! But then you looked at me. You looked at me in all six of my eyes. And you said, wow. You are out of this world. Years went by, Buzz, and we fell in love. I remember when you took my hand and I took yours, and your hammock got all foggy and steamy. I love that about you. And you said, hey, let's get married. I said, yeah, I'd love to. We grew a life together, Buzz. Got married on the rings of Saturn. Built a home on the dark side of the moon. Had 28 kids together. And then one day, you left. Where'd you go, Buzz? Where'd you go?
That was a 10 out of 10.
You liked it?
Wow!
Thanks, Dad.
A 10 out of 10. I've listened to a lot of your songs, and it is hard to think of one that had more greatness than that one.
Wow. Hey, that's high praise, baby.
That's,
that's high praise.
There's a lot of good things going on.
I cannot believe it ended like that.
That was good. I was not knowing because after that certain point, we were just like, let's just improv until it ends.
No, I did.
Oh, you stopped it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we felt it. We just were all in the right groove.
Yeah, it stopped.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Yeah. 100 episodes. 100, dude, 100. 100. 100 songs.
When did we start doing the song?
It was like 27, I think, was our first one.
That's pretty dang early, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Grazie, signor.
Grazie, signor. I'm so grateful.
It's a first of all, man.
Everyone be quiet, though. I know it's real fun to do Italian accents.
It's almost too fun.
Almost too fun, but let's just be quiet. Because this is a special day.
Mm. Mamma mia.
Episode one. We didn't tell anyone, but someone sent us a letter on episode one. And they said, open this on episode 100.
What?
With the question.
It's true. I've been dying to know what's inside.
What?
So what? That's what we're going to do right now.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Open on ep 1. That's what it says.
Yep. Open on ep 100.
Unreal.
What does ep stand for? Oh, episode 1.
Yeah. Looks like it's been through a lot. Yeah. That
okay, so here we go. Today's question is sent in by a viewer. Is this the end?
What?
Oh, something on the back.
That's it?
It says push the button. Andrew, is there a button to
I've never pressed this button. But
you've never, since in 100 episodes, you never opened?
Is this the end? Push the button.
Huh. I didn't think I was supposed to. I'll push it.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
we can try it.
What?
Hello, Ninjas or Butterflies. I want to play a game. Congratulations on reaching your 100th episode. But will you live to see another? You see, you've entertained countless fans with your wit, humor, and conspiracies. But today, your milestone may become your gravestone. Is this the end? It was a question I posed to all of you. But you see, one question still remains, and it's up to you to find it. Josh, your voice has guided the questions, but today, you will remain silent. Lily, the spotlight is on you. Your wits will be tested and your resolve will be pushed to the limit. The fate of your team depends on you solving the riddle I present.
What is happening?
Fail, and his podcast studio will become your tomb. Hidden beneath the floorboards, a deadly gas is set to release. One wrong move,
gas.
One moment of hesitation, and you will all succumb to an agonizing fate. Your only hope is to find the hidden question and read it aloud.
Where's the question? Wait, hold on.
But first, Lily, you must solve this riddle.
Oh, this is the riddle.
A cage of secrets you must face. Find the star in this small space. Seek the spot where rest is found. His gaze will lead to questions bound. Lily, the game is simple. Live or die. Will you rise to the challenge, or will this be the final chapter of Ninjas Are Butterflies?
Lil.
Remember, the clock is ticking, and their lives hang in the balance.
Okay.
Good luck.
Holy
so
cow.
Scary.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, what is happening?
Holy cow.
There's gas that's going to be coming into the room if we don't answer the question. This is a joke?
Gas.
Andrew, you put this in?
No, I didn't do
this. You didn't put this in the soundboard.
I've never pushed that button.
Okay, listen! Okay. She has to solve it. Give her the riddle.
It says, a cage of secrets you must face. Find the star in this small space. Okay. Seek the spot where rest is found. His gaze will lead to questions bound.
Okay.
Lil.
We can't solve this. Lily, solve it. Give it to her.
I need your help.
Solve it.
It's too much pressure.
All right.
What does it mean? What does that mean? It's got to mean something to you.
A cage.
A cage.
A cage.
We're stuck in a cage. A cage of secrets. A chamber of secrets. Is it a Harry Potter reference?
I'm freaking out.
You must find the star in this small
the
space.
The clock is getting faster.
Star.
What is
there's
happening?
No star. You can't see stars. Is it star?
What kind
like,
of like a star? We don't have a star in this hot this room. She's got to figure this out. I don't know what's happening.
Like a celebrity?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
figure it out. Lily, if you have an idea, what's your idea? Do you have an idea?
Because okay, this isn't funny anymore. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like this.
Lil.
Hurry. You're not
even.
Keep going. What are you looking for?
What are you looking for?
I don't know.
What is it?
Rest is maybe the couch. Rest. The couch.
Cage. The Nicolas Cage pillow.
The Nicolas Cage
pillow.
I don't know. Find it.
For it.
Lil.
You're scaring me.
No, you're scaring me, Lil. Okay, is there a message on it or something?
Is there a message?
What's in it? Sit down. Okay, the time is running up. We gotta go. What is happening?
Hold on.
This is some sick joke, right? There's gotta be some sick joke.
Put your...
Guys, I smell something. I smell something.
Safety.
Anthony. Not now.
Sorry.
Lily, please hurry.
What is it? What is it?
No.
It says 10 seconds left. 10 seconds left. You gotta read. You gotta read the question. What's the question?
The question is... I don't want to say
what is it?
What's the question,
Lil? We're going to die!
I don't want to say
that. Say this, Lil!
Please.
Are fat people dumb?
Whoa.
Whoa!
Who wrote this? I don't want to say that.
What did you say?
What did you just say?
Did you just say are fat people are dumb?
Did Lily just call all fat people dumb?
No, I didn't.
Lily just on her 100th episode just literally out of nowhere just said fat people are dumb.
If I'm getting this right, our life was in danger, but all Lily could think about...
was the fact that she thinks that fat people are dumb?
Yeah, all the thing that was running through your mind was the not running people in your mind. Wow!
Wow, okay, wow. Guys, well, I guess you heard it here first. Lily apparently thinks fat people are dumb! Welcome to the show!
I don't feel that way.
Here we go! Ah!
Ninjas!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Just empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Pop ninjas are back!
Mine popped and nothing came out.
No way.
Mine popped and nothing
Pop
came
yours.
Out.
It's right there.
Oh, man.
I forgot to tell you.
You just twist it?
Go,
Hold on.
Right way. Right way.
Oh, there we go. We made it, guys. We made it.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating. Hey, listen, if I didn't know that that was in there, I would have had a panic attack. I'm so glad.
I know. I should have hit the pillow in the first place. But yet we put the pillow on the couch as soon as Lily got here. She's like, there's something in this.
There's something in this pillow.
Wow.
Dang it. Did you know we just started this episode and we're almost 20 minutes in?
Wow.
A lot of yelling. 20 minutes in, we finally got to the episode.
That was very scary.
Hopefully this is no one's first episode.
Hopefully not.
But if they are, welcome!
Welcome!
Big celebration happening over here.
Hey, how is everyone?
Dude.
Hot.
I'm so psyched for today. No joke, I told Demi last night that we were filming our 100th. She knew that we were filming it. And so I mentioned it, and she's like, are you filming the 100 one tomorrow? She said, I said, yep. And she said, what are you going to do then? And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, like, what's the next thing? And I said, well, 101. She's like, you guys aren't going to be done with it? And she thought, like, 100 meant complete. So you're like, that's it. We're a wrap.
Well, this is the end.
Yeah, that's it.
This is the end.
You have made that joke quite frequently.
That's true. Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony, how are you, pal?
How the heck are you, dude?
I'm so great.
Anthony, how the heck are you, pal?
What a great day to be here.
Better than I deserve.
What a great day to be here to celebrate with my favorite people.
Aww.
Family.
And I was in Tavares anyway on unrelated business.
Unrelated? Business as usual?
Just kidding.
Yeah.
He left Disney World to be here.
I do love driving here, though. I always pass something crazy on my way here. This is just 100% real.
What'd you pass?
Well, there's the German bakery I think we've talked about.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yalahala or something like that?
Yalaha.
Which is like...
Yalaholo.
Yalahalaha?
Yeah. YOLO, you said?
Yeah, Yalaholo.
YOLO. Yalaholo.
Pretty good.
And people listening are like, oh, they sell German good. But it looks like it's like from Germany.
Yeah.
It's
and it
so
just
cool.
Dropped here. And then today I was driving by a like building that I'd never seen before that had like Starry Night painted on it and Van Gogh. Have you seen?
Don't even get me started.
So there's several stories to like why this house is painted that way.
I can
like,
tell you.
Yeah. So one sec. If anyone comes to visit Mount Dora, there's this huge house right there on the water.
Yeah.
And if you're in this area, you will see it, and it's painted as Van Gogh Starry Night.
Yeah.
All the way around. Now there are two stories that I've heard.
Okay, let's hear.
I want to hear
your two stories.
The two stories, long story short, are one, they had a son that was disabled that would lose his way around, and he would always recognize that his parents literally painted that in a way for him to recognize. Everyone else would know it, like, hey, I go to this house. Other one was he painted the back of his house in the Starry Night, like by his pool or something, like just a small section. Mm. Then the city said it has to match. If they have one section of your house painted a certain way, it has to match the rest of it. So out of spite, which I love this type of pettiness, he painted the whole house in the Starry Night.
Oh.
Which Andy?
Are both
it's
of those
both
true?
Of those.
Really?
Yeah.
No way!
So he painted his wall, like his fence, the Starry Night.
Yeah.
And then there's this huge, like they're finding this family, like, I don't even know how much, a lot.
Yeah.
They're like, well, the code is that the paint on your fence needs to match the house. It was like a retaining wall or whatever.
So dumb.
And so like, he's like, all right, I'm going to paint the whole house. So he did
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I think he, yeah.
The son thing's made up then? Or is
no,
it kind
he,
of?
No, he does
true.
Have okay. a son that, yeah. yeah, but
But it's probably not the main reason why they painted that.
I don't think so. Yeah. But
still just, cool though.
It is cool.
It's very cool. A really cool.
It
was to see.
What little seemed like not positive on it.
Anthony's over
don't
here.
Don't get
like,
me started.
I had no idea I was unlocking this.
Will responded, "Don't get me started."
I didn't know these stories. Like they aren't. They're doing a documentary on it that's coming out.
You didn't know the stories?
I didn't know the stories. I just thought it was so a giant eyesore.
How did you not know this story and I do?
I know.
I didn't know it. I didn't know it.
You went to school right around there.
But it's recent. It was like after I went to college they did it.
We got to stop with these documentaries, though.
They're making about everything.
It's
dude.
It's like too much.
Have we made documentaries on how documentaries started? Because no, I feel like that's a paradox that would be so funny. So when I came up with the idea for the documentary...
Right.
I was sitting really here funny. Just like this. And then just have like four intros into a doc. Like it's just like an inception.
Yeah. It's okay. Exhausting.
You guys have opened by talking about documentaries. Have you guys seen the Taylor Swift one?
Miss Americana?
That's one of my topics.
It's one of your topics?
It is.
Can I kick it off?
Yeah.
Okay. So Andrew Schultz talked about it, and that's the only reason why we found it. He talked about it on his podcast. And it's on HBO, and it's not featured or anything like that. You have to like literally search for it. And it's about Taylor Swift and what's the guy?
Scooter Bronson.
Scooter.
And it's a two-part series that this one they did it on Kanye and Kim's divorce too. So it's one side, it's Taylor's side, and then it's Scooter's side.
Mm.
And let me tell you how validated I feel. Are you a Swiftie? You're a Swiftie.
I don't know how to answer this question.
I'm with you.
Don't get me started. You're with me in what way? I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I like Taylor Swift.
Well, so does Demi Danoon, and I could not stop speaking ill about Taylor Swift this one morning. I couldn't even hold it back. Poor Demi is like...
But Demi was hearing it?
Yes.
What did she say?
She didn't say anything. She just absorbed like, all the hate.
She just wept and sang 22.
Believe me, it's crazy. It's crazy how like quickly she's changed. She went like 2 months where she was nothing but a Swiftie, and now it's Imagine Dragons. So we're on to the new
that
thing.
Is the logical progression.
I'm supportive of it.
Anyway.
Let me back up. Lily at one point said when Demi was listening that she thinks Taylor Swift is the Antichrist.
I didn't say that. Jamie said it.
That's where she's learning all this.
But anyway, Taylor Swift is just like, you know, you remember what Kanye did? They're like, Kanye was connected to Scooter because he was managing him at the time.
Yeah.
And Kanye did the whole Beyonce had the best music video at the VMAs.
Of all time.
That just like, just rocket launched this victim mentality that Taylor Swift has and that her fans perpetuated. And this whole Scooter Bronson thing, it was a legit legal business deal that anybody with a right mind would have taken. He purchased her masters, which she wrote in a contract. She knew what she was doing. And she like basically lied to the public and said, go after this dude. And he received death threats like against his kids, his family.
Yeah.
Because she weaponized his family.
Spoiler alert for all this because it's in the documentary.
Yeah.
But
and it's real life.
But what she didn't mention was her label offered her the rights to buy her original masters first.
Oh.
She even said they never gave me the opportunity, which is a blatant
lie. And they did.
It's a lie.
And so she said no. And then Scooter bought them.
Yeah.
Bought the whole label company. And it was just like this whole progression of like take Scooter down.
Interesting. And they're ferocious. Yeah. The Swifties are ferocious.
That's
dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting what Andrew Schultz says. Shout out to Andrew Schultz. But I think he mentioned how just like, oh, geez, the point he was making about how like she's created such a like her portrait of her. Everyone portrays her as this victim.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a billionaire.
Yeah. I know.
It's
she's
like,
won every
everyone
time.
Is so anti-billionaire until it's, I think, I can't think of one other billionaire where people are like, all on board on.
Here's my take on it. The business is the business, and on both ends of anything, there's always going to be something.
That's what I was going to say.
Crooked.
The music industry, when you watch it, both sides you're just kind of like,
but think about this. Look at like all of the celebrities that we've had over the last 15 years who are tied to Scooter Bronson, who have fallen off into mental illness.
Yeah.
And I know that if any of us had our wives portrayed in their naked bodies in a music video,
right.
All would break loose.
Talking about Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that video that Kanye did. Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
What did Kanye do?
You remember that video where he had like the wax figures of all the naked women?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, it was, one of them was
politicians
too
and stuff. It was yeah. like, it was like, it was
yeah, it
weird.
Was at Donald. Trump
it was a no no.
So he asked.
I did buy Donald Trump's wax figure though.
Okay, so, good.
That's something I just like. I couldn't like just let it just be like lay on the ground or something.
Anyways, what I got from it at the end was like, it's all fake.
Yeah,
like it's all just like this. This oh, game.
It, yeah, Swifties that truly feel like they know who Taylor Swift is are sadly mistaken. Like someone that big has a online in front of media personality that is real.
Yeah.
But it's not who she is.
Yeah.
Like there's no way you have that much money, that much fame, that much notoriety, that much chaos coming after you, and you're not being fully vulnerable. And like yeah. but people yeah. think this is her, this is who she is. Like she has ghostwriters. I'm sorry. She has people that she, like, because she can pay that much.
I accept your apology.
Hey.
But I'm just disappointed.
Just seething over there.
I'm disappointed in Taylor Swift because she won. This is the most egregious offense to me. She won the Woman of the Decade Award. Uh-huh. They nominated her as Woman of the Decade. And she took that opportunity to go up and sow lies and dissent and just fakeness about this whole thing. Instead of talking about cool stuff or yeah. being a chick, you know, and she used it as an opportunity to like campaign against Scooter, and I'm like, that's so lame.
One of the biggest things Boo. That I think people are like saw real like a real twist of her personality is when she didn't shake Celine Dion's hand whenever she presented her with the
yeah.
award.
Like oh,
she
remember that.
She thanked everyone else, but not Celine Dion, who now is currently going through like a huge medical crisis.
Yeah,
just a few months ago, offers her the award, and then she doesn't even shake Celine's hand. Who she said she was raised
Bro,
up on knowing and singing.
She was caught up in the moment. They posted together like
it's
2 seconds
hero.
Later.
It's her hero. It's her hero. You
you've
don't
never
fake
been
somebody.
Tongue-tied.
I,
hero,
I wasn't tongue-tied.
Baby.
You've never I'd been give, worked up. I'd give my hero a hug in the middle of like while all the eyes of the universe are on me. You guarantee I'm taking hold of that opportunity.
When you want it the most, there's no easy way out.
Wow.
Dude, who said that?
The queen herself. Celine Dion. No, I mean, honestly, when you're a grown adult and you're rocking with Scooter still, that's my biggest
You can't trust anyone, Scooter.
We can't, yes. A 7-year-old boy named Scooter out on the t-ball field is very cute, right? We're all pulling for Scooter. But when you're talking about business deal. I can't imagine. So
yeah.
Hey, mom, funny. Dad, I just signed a multi-billion-dollar deal.
With who? A guy named Scooter.
Great job, Scooter.
Oh, is it real?
I think so. I wish.
That's my biggest upsetness about all that. But I so many things just pop up when we're talking about. One, that's all really interesting to me. Like that's all interesting. There, if I could go back to my original gripe, we're making documentaries about stuff that's not that interesting.
Yeah. At the end of it, I'm like, that was kind of a waste of time.
It's honestly.
All it showed me was like, yeah, I already knew that the music industry
yes.
is just like.
Oh, everyone's corrupt and greedy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot what? I knew I that. Didn't know.
Yeah, turn it off.
I didn't know.
Sorry.
Josh turns it off and looks at Lil. It's like some people just want money.
What's up with that?
Who put the documentary on? Is it
I think
HBO.
It was People. Okay. Was it actual HBO original though?
But did, or did they
I think
purchase
it, was,
it?
I think it was purchased.
I
think,
don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, it's just interesting to me, like with Kanye's specific fall off, the targeted people group, and Scooter represents that people group, and so it's interesting that when Kanye, represented by him, has a fall off, he's adamantly against the same person that Taylor became adamantly against, and then Bieber had his fall off while he was being managed.
You
by
got a point.
It's all of them, dude.
Although Scooter wasn't Taylor's manager.
No. But
she probably saw through him.
He wasn't the manager, but he was directly involved in her rise to fame.
Is Scooter the Antichrist?
Watch it.
Guys!
No, he's not.
I don't know.
I do hate the documentaries that, like, when a true crime, like, a story has only been out for, like, a week. And then Hulu's like,
yes.
You're not going to believe this story. It's like, this hasn't even resolved yet.
Or like an yeah. artist releases like one album. Yeah. Like I watched, and maybe I'm part of the problem because I watched it. But like Billie Eilish got a documentary after one album.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, yeah, I mean.
You want to talk about ghostwriters.
It's great. It's great.
It's Billie Eilish's brother.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, he's
But that's
he's
pretty
an
open
musician.
About it, though.
Yeah.
I know, but. When you think of Billie Eilish, you don't think of Billy and Phineas.
I think a lot of people do, though.
I do.
I mean, a lot of people that are Billy fans. You hate Billy, so well, you probably
you
don't.
Hate Billy. Hate. And you like Taylor Swift.
Ooh, busted!
Lily busted! Hates Taylor Swift so much.
I'm not the biggest Billie Eilish fan, but I think Phineas is incredibly talented.
Super talented.
Say one nice thing about Billie.
I'll give her the compliment her brother gave her on the Hot Ones episode. You look really nice in the weirdest clothes, or the worst clothes. He said something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
I think she has a nice.
I'm gonna say it to my wife tonight. That sounds like a really good compliment, right? You look really nice in the worst clothes, babe.
Speaking of the worst clothes.
Don't point at me when you say worst clothes. Also, you none of you going to recognize my haircut?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even notice because you're wearing the earphones.
I know, the whole
Turn
time.
Turn your head. Turn
oh,
your
it's
head.
Terrible, dude.
Wow.
Let's go. Wait, is that real?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the old man haircut.
That's really good.
Is that what you left for? To shave it?
No, I did this last night. But luckily, my hat covered everything.
Very impressive.
This is something you've been working on.
I mean, it grew it out for my hair for a week, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know how long it takes.
But I did not ask for Kelsey's help on the back, and I'm just like carrying like a razor. I'm like, I'm just hoping it lines up. It doesn't. But the front doesn't look terrible.
It looks great.
Thanks, Dad.
Speaking of looking great.
Point to me again and say looking great.
Speaking of looking great. Did you guys hear about Mr. Beast saying that he would run for president if they lowered the age?
You mentioned that.
No way.
That's not serious, though. Because obviously,
dead serious. He really? Said if they lowered the age for when you you can become president, mm-hmm. he would enter the race.
Which is 36?
35.
Yeah. And he's
Andrew!
And he's 26.
You could run.
Andrew could run.
Mr. Beast is 26 years old.
26.
That's hard for me to deal with right
now. Yeah.
Why?
If you're 26 and you're
like
not...
he's been doing it for 15 years.
It really does.
I think he's been doing
26?
10 years I think he's been doing it.
Would he run as Mr. Beast? Is that what would go on the ballot?
Probably. But me and Andy were talking about like if he did run and he got elected.
Yeah.
We're entering the Hunger Games instantly.
Wouldn't it be like he would be the total like class president because that's like his shtick where he's like, I'm gonna make all the blind people see again if you elect me as president. Like, yeah, that's kind of what he does. He does do stuff like that.
He wins you over. He's the Harvey Dent in this situation. But then at one point after elected, I guarantee something switches. He gets a list of the people who didn't vote for him. And somehow they get like a, you know, like a little, like a felony charge or something. Or he puts people like all these prisoners on an island and says, hey, we're going to live stream all of these death row prisoners. And the one that wins gets set free.
Hey, guys, today we're coming to you with all the people that didn't vote for me. And if we're going to put them in an arena and the one that lives, they get to go free. Everyone else dies.
Hello, my fellow Americans. Today we have all of your grandmas in a steel cage match. Like, it's like, I don't want this.
But you'd
he's smiling
watch,
through it, dude.
But you'd watch.
We would watch
the show.
It would become the Coliseum all over again.
Yeah.
And then it would become really scary.
Yeah.
My mind is melting as we talk. That he's 26 years old, first of all. Is there like a legit dark side to him I don't know about? Are you guys?
I don't know.
I'm sure. You just everyone feel has a little bit of
Mr.
Dark side.
Beast, Mark of the Beast, M Beast. I don't know what more you want, guys. It's confirmed right there.
Listen, if prophecy was talking about the Antichrist being Mr. Beast,
it's just literal.
We couldn't have been more straightforward with you guys.
God's like, I put
told
it right there.
And I didn't think you guys noticed him, so I put him on YouTube and I made him the greatest YouTube star of all time.
Everyone, look at Beast Guy. Mr. Beast is one of those two, like his name. When I first heard of him, I was like, Mr. Beast, he's going to be like a yoked, tattooed, like beast of a guy. And it's then like, you see him
like,
and you're like,
it's like, hey guys.
Oh,
hey, hi guys, my name's Jimmy.
It's kind of like when the first time I heard Gene Simmons sing.
Dude, he looks like he just finished a glass of milk every time.
And just plain white.
He looks like he's constantly in between the glasses of milk. Like he's just like, I really got to get somewhere because I got a glass of milk to get to.
Yeah, sure.
Got to get milk. He just hit 300 million subscribers.
Holy smokes.
300 million.
300 million.
On one channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's crazy.
It is definitely a degree of, like, you were talking like Hunger Games stuff. The stuff he does where he's like, the circle's going to keep getting smaller and we're going to watch these people slowly unwind, lose their minds. There's definitely, Kroz, my oldest, has gotten into like some of his videos that I watched. And I'm like, that seems mean. Dude, that doesn't seem like we should be doing that.
It's wild stuff. It's maniacal. My girls are loving Mr. Beast, which I don't mind because it is pretty clean and like they're watching YouTube. I'd rather them watch maybe that instead of the kids like overreacting and stuff like that. So it's somewhat real. At least the reactions most of the time are real.
Yeah.
And we were watching it last night and the way he gets creative with his punishments. I'm like, this would be a nightmare if he were the world leader.
Yeah.
Like the leader of the free world. That would be so scary.
He's like just a few degrees away from Squid Games is Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Like he's like, it's like, no, it's fun because they just get to go home for now.
Yeah. Until I turn 35.
What'd you say at the end there, Mr. Beast? Nothing.
Nothing. Hit the like button.
This episode
Let's go.
Brought to you by milk.
Bro, I have no idea.
Got it?
I have no idea if this is true, but this says his net worth is somewhere around $1 billion and he's taking in about 50 mil a month.
That's crazy.
Pretty good.
Doesn't he give a lot of it away?
Yeah.
He says he devotes so all he of the says. Money back into the videos.
Show me your taxes.
I want to see the statements.
Lily has embraced this old person persona like wholeheartedly.
Okay, here you go.
I'm angry.
On CNBC in February, it said he's bringing in $700 million a year.
It's pretty good.
Is that before or after taxes?
That's not including ads. That's not including like partnership deals. Like doesn't he have a show on Amazon Prime now? Or he's going to?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard he's doing something special with Amazon Prime, which I watched the Squid Game one again last night. He could pull off a game show.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
The graphics alone, they just make it look so much better. So, like, I'm for that. I don't know if I'm for him running for president, though.
He sure doesn't take a lot.
I don't think so.
I mean, imagine going back in 2006 or something, 2005, and saying, by the way, in 20 years, Donald Trump's going to be president, and he's going to be a felon. All these things. Like, imagine, like, you'd be like, you would sound...
He's not convicted!
You would sound crazy, bro. Even back then, you're
How
still angry
you?
About... You talk about who?
In that same moment, you pan to the corner and a baby Mr. Beast has just got this look in his eye.
Evil laugh.
I'm going to take over this world.
Snaps his rattle in half.
Speaking of taking over the world, do you guys know about that kid from Spain that's on the national soccer team?
Yeah, the 16-year-old.
What's his name?
What?
Lamal. Yamin Lamal.
Monster. Lamin.
For the Olympics?
I say it again?
Yamin.
No, he's in the Euros.
Lamal.
Yamin Lamal.
That's not what I got. It starts with a Y, his last name. Yamal?
Lamin Yamal.
Yeah,
I'm
that's it.
I'm dyslexic. Yeah, Lamin Yamal.
Lamin.
I'm going to, all right. You mean Jamal?
Lamin Yamal.
Do you mean Jamal?
You know the guy. What's his name?
Now I'm so.
Lamin
Yamal.
Yamal.
Yamin Yamal.
Lamin. Yamal.
Hey, say it five more times, it'll appear here.
Lamin Yamal.
Lamin Yamal. Did you see the thing with Messi?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so tell me who this kid is first. Okay. So it's actually, he's playing for a professional team?
He's playing for Spain right now. Yeah, you get the breakdown.
I'll give you the breakdown of this player. Barcelona has been struggling to sign players. We let Neymar go for millions of dollars. We signed another player named Dembele. He became this big deal, and he just abandoned us. Left the club with no one to put into this position.
This is the professional adult league.
FC Barcelona, the team that Messi used to play for.
Got it.
Didn't have a position, so we had to go to our academy players because we just needed somebody to go on the field.
Mm.
So we bring this kid who just turned 16 years old.
What'd you mean?
16 years old and literally saved the season for us.
For being a body, or is like on the field he's actually really good?
He is. They're considering him possibly the best player in the entire tournament right now.
Are we seeing a Netflix documentary in the making right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
They're already underway.
So you know it's underway.
Check this out.
He's the youngest player in the Euro Cup to ever score a goal.
To ever score a goal.
Like, so this is historic. Like, this is huge.
16 years old.
And not just goals, multiple goal contributions. He plays right winger, and so he's got multiple assists in this tournament.
Jeez,
makes people look dumb. Like, are you going to talk about the goal he just scored?
No.
Okay, so France has a World, you know, they won the World Cup before Argentina, so 8 years ago, and there's a player, a defender, who started talking smack before Spain played France, and he's like, he has to do more if he thinks he's going to, like, beat us or whatever.
Right.
And so there's a moment in the game where it's Lamine and this player, and they're across from each other, and he literally gives him a little shuffle and just dings the ball and bends it around a world-class keeper, and the game ends, they win, and he runs to a camera, says, "Say more." 16 years old.
Bro.
And he's got the stones to call out, like, people on that level.
That's crazy. That is wild. I can't wait to see the highlights.
Yeah.
That's going to be super cool, dude.
So now I want to...
That's exciting.
...divert you to this picture.
Sports.
15 years ago.
Shut up.
I love you so much.
15 years ago in 10 months.
Uh-huh.
Lamine's family won a contest to where they'd be featured in a magazine.
Okay.
And Lamine, as a two-month-old, was bathed by Lionel Messi.
No way!
What the heck?
So
why is that happening?
The greatest soccer player of all time.
Is that Messi in that photo?
It is. 15 years ago.
It looks
10
like
months.
A nurturing mother at this vantage point.
That's what it does from here.
So it was like an ad or something.
Very random. They won a contest and they're like, "Hey, we're doing this photo shoot with Lionel Messi."
Yeah.
And your son will be in it.
Okay.
And so Lionel Messi's like showing that he's like taking care of a baby. It's a really weird ad. Whatever.
Got it. So they were just like, "Hey, we just need somebody for this ad. We're already shooting the ad. We just need somebody."
Hey.
It wasn't like, "Hey, win a bath with Lionel Messi." Yeah. Like, it's like, I just need... They were just like looking for babies.
Yeah.
Dude.
And so people are saying that he was blessed by Messi at that point.
Something cosmic occurred.
Dude, wow.
Like it was like Space Jam where you like transferred the powers, you know?
Isn't Messi, like, is Messi in Miami?
But Messi held on to some of them to have a pretty brilliant
Is Messi in Miami?
Yeah.
He's in Miami now, yeah.
What is it going to take for him to bathe me? Who am I going to become in 15 years? Who knows, man? That's crazy.
I think the campaign was like being blessed by Messi. That was the point of the campaign back then.
I think so. More likely, blessy by Messi.
Oh, yeah. If they didn't use that, that's a
shame.
Seems
like that's
dude.
Way
in 10
out
years, he'll be on a cameo selling blessies
in the raffle to get blessy by Messi.
I walked into Lowe's the other day, and there's a cardboard cutout of Messi in Lowe's.
So I gotta confess this. I'm such a fan by myself in there early one morning, and I was like, I kind of want to do it.
You should. Let's put him in the corner.
I saw it, and it was like tucked away in the I took a picture of it actually, and was just like, of all the athletes to be a spokesperson for, like, the mass majority of people going into Lowe's are going, who is this?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
relatively short person, and why should I be impressed by them? Dude, you could have picked a NASCAR driver, a football player, a baseball player, anybody, but you went with Messi.
You think about the Argentina amount of Hispanic people that are around hardware stores.
You know, that's very true.
It's also racist. I can't believe you
and
said
profiling.
That.
So
I go.
That's true. He is Hispanic.
Yeah, he is Hispanic. We just every time it was like, "You're Hispanic, right?" we're making, we just put it on him. So like, it's fine.
It's fine.
He's here. He's Iranian. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
It's okay.
Everyone relax.
Speaking of Iranian, though. Did you see that the we have an ad, don't go anywhere. Hey guys. So you're gonna finish this episode and you're gonna realize that we didn't plug the one true American hero.
Yep.
That man. So, Anthony, this ad space is yours on the 100th episode.
No way.
Say what you want to say.
Hey, guys, it's Anthony Russo. If you're not already, follow The Bible is Funny on Instagram, TikTok, and go get The Bible is Funny card game. Listen to The Bible is Funny podcast. Just check out everything Bible is Funny related. It's a great time. We explore funny Bible stuff, and you should check it out.
Why'd the lights turn off? You're right.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Andy?
I'm coming to the line!
Andy!
Ada was, we were talking about a spider that we saw that I screamed so loud. This spider was in a, I put a bunch of my stuff from the truck in a box and left it. And Josh's like, it's fine, just take it in and we'll sort it out or whatever. And I'm like, there's going to be critters in there. Sure enough, I'm taking all the stuff out. I mean, two spiders about this big are in there. You've never heard a scream like that in your life. And I say, take your sister, shut the door. It's going to another room, right? And they keep like just edging near it or whatever. And when, so we're talking about it later so we can process what happened.
Yeah.
And I say, Ada, spiders are from hell.
And hell is a place.
But wasn't that ad fun?
Anyway.
I had a good time. Can't believe it. Anthony.
You had a good time.
Anthony did that.
I know.
Surprised me.
Surprised me too.
It made it more fun.
I know. Here's your phone back.
What?
Is this your phone? Yes, it is my phone.
Oh.
Mind freak.
100 episodes.
We're here, baby. Do you want our present? A little gift? A little dessert?
Sure.
What?
The ding dongs.
The ding dongs make a return.
Wow.
I was at the gas station. I was like, you know what? We need him. We need him.
Watch someone come in and like just shoot us.
Where'd you get those?
Those are my ding dongs.
Andy, you're so nostalgic and sentimental.
Gosh, Andy.
I'm allergic. Don't.
You can touch it. Stop it.
I literally can't, dude. That
yes, you can.
A breakout?
I've seen you touch them.
Pull quote from Andy for the pod. I've seen Andrew touch ding dongs.
I've seen it, okay?
Also, you rifled that at Lily.
You
and
did.
Soft toss to her.
Thank goodness. Like, God,
you were just so upset with her about something.
That was just a no curve, straight
just
fastball.
All gas.
All gas.
Speaking of gas. Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind. For the 100th time. Not really, but.
Not really.
90-something.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm going to chocolate my teeth. Okay. On the surface, this question seems shallow. But there, on the surface. But there's a lot of depth here.
Hey, speak like this.
An opportunity.
100 episodes, still hasn't learned.
If you...
Just go talk back here.
Stop. If you were a superhero, but your superpowers were completely useless, especially in terms of, like, saving the world, what would your superpower be? I'll go first.
Okay.
Ripening fruit instantly.
Wow.
That would save the world.
Hmm.
You could save world hunger.
No. They can eat unripe fruit. This really only benefits me.
Wait, is Lily saying that children that are starving should eat unripened fruit?
If you're starving, you can eat unripened fruit. It's just not as awesome. Okay. Or the ability to instantly pick a TV show.
Ooh. And like you'd be locked in.
Dude, that,
yes.
That and might save the world. And you enjoy the experience. Yeah, yeah.
My superpower would be able to change any your pee into any color.
Ooh.
You said European?
I heard European. Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that, but it works as well. Because European, I would be a peeing. Everyone would be a peeing.
What did you say?
I can't remember. I said I would be able. My superpower would be able to change any urine into any color you want.
All right.
Useless, but kind of fun.
Okay. It'd be fun. But
like coming out of the bathroom, blue,
green.
It could also be used in a villainous way, though, because if you make people think they're peeing blood, everybody schedules a doctor's appointment, and then our healthcare crisis.
Exactly. Healthcare.
There's also
they got that healthcare guy.
Hold on.
You know, everyone got that healthcare.
How's your health?
Shut up.
She'd be the worst nurse.
How that health at? How's your health at? How that health doing?
Do you have one?
What would be your superpower? Your useless
superpower? You go first.
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
My thought was that would not save the world, but I want to remember where I put everything.
Mm.
Like where I saw it. I want to just be able to recall that on the regular.
Super memory.
Got it.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Super memory I guess only benefits
just
Anthony.
Like a memory of things. Yeah.
I was going to say
retain all memory.
I was trying to affect everyone. I thought it'd be fun if everyone could have that superpower, but I figured if that's just me, I don't want to change other people's pee, which that would be fun. If no one knew really what it was. And so they just go to the doctor and they're just like, I have no idea why this is happening.
I'm literally pink blue.
Yeah, like can you please help me? It's chrome colored. I don't even know that was a color.
Oh man, I don't even know what. Do you have one?
Nope.
Shoot.
What's something that's useless? Something that you could do right now that would okay, cool.
Could write the world's catchiest jingle in 2 seconds.
That might save the world though.
Get one song.
Hey Russia, don't go bombing no one.
Ba 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 ba.
Wow, that really moved me. I won't bomb anyone.
Putin's crying.
Okay, I won't. I won't do it.
He's a good boy.
Put it on repeat.
That was good jingle.
It makes sense to me.
It that saved the world.
It just saved made me the world. Feel
Someone was saying they could too. Farts are an aphrodisiac.
Oh, like they smell really good.
Your farts smell good.
Too good.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the word aphrodisiac means. It's like, oh, this is something that makes me that smells really good. It's like that means something else. So I don't think we should do that.
No.
Never mind.
I'll just say it smells really good.
Farts smell
real,
good.
Real nice.
Real nice. I'll do that one.
Hospitals would be terrible.
Dealing
with a bunch of gas.
Get I'll take that.
I'll take the fart thing. All right.
That has implications though. That one's kind of funny. That's almost like the start of a Twilight Zone episode or something. Because your stomach's hurt, and yet you're putting this vibe out into the air. You know what I'm saying? Comes back to bite you because you're actually, I really don't feel good. Can everybody leave me alone? They're like, hey, big shooter. You're
the one that sticks around.
I have to poo my pants.
And I know. And that's hot.
Ew, stop.
I'm in love with you.
All right, Andrew, you ready?
Are you ready? So I have got 3 songs and I really don't remember which triggers which of the songs. So
don't trigger me.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's a new switchboard.
Ah! Andrew has a reel! Andrew has a reel! He's gonna show us right now!
That was new.
Again, I wish I didn't have my headphones on so I could hear what that sounded like.
Dude, for the first time, you were doing the voice changer thing. And you were practicing, and I was in the kitchen, and I heard you.
Oh, no.
Not using the voice changer, and it was crazy. I was like, this is what everyone's hearing.
You can hear in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like it's in the same room.
That's why no one says hi to me.
They're like, wow, Josh sounds really, really crazy and really fun and really, wild. And then you come out there, and you're just like, everyone's like, who is this person?
All right, so this video starts out with a dude just straight up getting exposed by technology and then continues.
You got Anthony in there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Anthony. Oh, I do? I have it?
Yeah, I added you to a little group chat.
Are we ready? In 3, 2, 1.
When your girl catches the bouquet, she looks happy. She looks thrilled.
Can we play a song?
Yeah.
Your stress level is... No way! That's hilarious!
What is this?
Wait for it.
Rogue fireworks.
Wait for it. They have the next angle.
Oh!
Oh!
What are they saying?
That's bugs. Are they robots?
And then, we're talking about listen. We want, a burst in the beginning and maybe a finish that doesn't linger too much so that
who's
you
playing
want
volume?
More of it.
You
don't want
a long Anthony.
You're not going to eat more of it if it lingers.
Ah. So it's going to be a quick fix. And then...
Have more.
And then have more. But that suggests something else.
Exactly.
Which is called addiction.
Exactly.
You're trying to create an addictive taste.
That's a good word.
Or something that they want to go back for again and again.
Well,
that transplant procedure involves removing a person's entire head, containing the brain, from their current diseased body, and attaching it to the body of a healthy, young, brain-dead donor. Introducing BrainBridge, the world's first revolutionary concept for a head transplant machine, which uses state-of-the-art robotics and artificial intelligence to conduct complete head and face transplantation procedures, ensuring smooth outcomes and faster recovery.
So they're changing out the body?
Because
yep.
Head yeah. transplants require high speed, precision, and efficiency, BrainBridge utilizes advanced high speed, high precision robotic systems to speed up the process, eliminate human error, prevent brain no cell degradation.
So this is the evolution of Neuralink, if you will. So this is the company exists, but hasn't yet finished the science on it. But this video was sponsored by an AI pharmaceutical company. They're trying to pioneer this research and this procedure so that they can take the consciousness of an elderly person. It goes on to say that the brain can stay active with a young body for another couple hundred years.
Oh.
So if you continue to transplant donor bodies onto the consciousness of an old man, you can have a 300-year-old man.
Whoa!
Joe Biden's team's like, how long will this take? How long do we got? Say by November. Just can that happen? Hypothetically
speaking.
How soon can we get this running?
That is disturbing.
How wild of a world would we be living in if we see just people with old faces and young bodies?
I mean, if that's actually possible.
I mean, how would that be possible, though? Like, connecting everything.
Think about the veins. Think about Neuralink.
I know, but that's an implant. You're right. Never mind. I have no more questions.
So you thought about it, right?
Dang it.
You're right. Think about the types of tissue that go between head and body, right? So we've already figured out the spinal cord. That's what Neuralink figured out. And so if you sever an artery, there are surgeries where they fix that problem. They can bypass arteries.
That just seems like so much. Like even just like digesting, like the throat, like everything would just feel, I don't know. That is so scary, though.
That was weird. The thing that was trippy about that video was like the assembly line.
Like the conveyor belt?
Of it. That was like eerie.
You know, at first they're not going to have robots doing it. It's going to just be humans like... just connecting things because that's always how human we start and then the humans take over later. So it's just them just handling dead bodies with heads and stuff.
Dude, some old dude's going to get my body. Like, I'm finally young again. Like, why do I have to pee so much?
I have to poop every 2
hours. Oh my gosh.
See, I don't think
this
it'll
is the
ever,
worst.
I don't think it'll get to human trials, but I'm terrified of like the animals they're going to mesh together.
I mean, yeah, they've got to be testing on some, right?
Yeah.
The like liger.
liger is finally. Already walks among us.
Isn't that a real thing, though?
It is a real
thing.
Yeah,
they actually...
No.
That's actually from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a sketch. You know, swiftly forgotten.
Yeah. Speaking of swiftly forgotten
also, the guy having a panic attack at the wedding is hilarious.
What did it say? I didn't see
it
what it said.
It said stress reminder. Stress reminder. So it's like, hey, you're at a high level heart rate right now. Please take a deep breath.
That's really funny.
Like, that's great. Perfect moment.
That is such a weird thing at a wedding, the bouquet toss.
Yeah. Yeah, the garters, weird. Yeah. They made a joke. We've talked about it before, right?
Yeah.
You pulled out like a 12XL underwear.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good bit.
It's funny when you make a joke.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, but it is weird, right?
Yeah, both of those practices are like, one, that somebody catches a bouquet and you're like, you're getting married next. You've been chosen. Also, flowers are chosen.
It's like all single men, so like even like boys are out there, like little kids, and like... And they're just like, are they going to catch it?
At my wedding.
What?
If anyone's watching this and they're about to get married, they could do this and it'd be a viral video.
Okay, hit them.
For the gardener?
Garter.
Garter toss.
Yeah, gardener.
Gardener.
Jose's just like.
Just go in there with some soil.
If they pulled out a live chicken.
Yeah.
Under the dress and then threw the chicken.
Hilarious.
A live chicken?
A live chicken.
That would be.
Figure it out. If you hang chickens upside down, they'll just be still.
So all so we're asking...
You can, like, tape it to your leg upside down.
The woman?
Can you?
Yes.
Okay.
Or so, man.
Since she's not about it.
Yeah. Not judging.
Since she's not about it, can you do it for your next wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, pull a chicken out.
That would be, but babe, I'm not asking much of you today.
Just tape this chicken to your leg.
It's not a bit. You're freaking out right now.
I mean, you could do like a Costco rotisserie chicken too. That would also be funny.
$5.
It doesn't have the same effect though, because when you like have a scared chicken and they you let them go and they run and flap, that would be so alarming.
It'd be really
it
funny,
dude. It would be an instant hit.
That would be someone's great for like the single people to have to rank, like really earn it, you know, like a greased pig or something.
Or borrow someone.
Yeah. Want. Whoever catches it, that's who's winning next.
You catch see? A bouquet.
So,
like...
yeah, because anyone can catch flowers.
Yeah.
If I'm the girl, if I'm the girlfriend, I want my boyfriend to show how much he wants it.
Right.
Not just conveniently like a bouquet was thrown in his general direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Fight a pig.
Yeah.
Catch a chicken.
What if you did a newborn?
Newborn.
Catch it's like, it's yours.
A bunch of nurses come from the back of the doctor. Congratulate you.
Congratulations.
Start smoking a cigar.
That would be pretty awesome.
Be great. But then throughout the night, your kid comes up to you, but it's in different stages of their life. So like you have a 3-year-old come
it's
up to
you later.
It's
a whole play. You didn't even get married.
This is all live theater.
Thank you.
You bow at the end. Parents are like, why did I spend $30,000 on this play?
No, we're not married. We were co-stars.
Acting!
Interactive theater.
That is so funny. That is.
We've been engaged for 5 years.
Thank you all for coming.
Oh.
Takes off a mask. I'm Nicolas Cage.
I had a thing to share with the group that was related to the video a little bit. I just learned this. So if you guys know this, I had two... Because, Mike, I think you mentioned earlier, my family's at Disney right now. We're hanging out at Disney this weekend. So I had two, like, weird Disney facts to share with the group that I found online and I was learning about.
Perfect.
Did you hear or did you know that the original Pirates of the Caribbean ride had a human skeleton in it?
You obviously don't watch the podcast, which is all right.
Thank you guys for having me.
She teleports out.
Privileged to be.
I was fascinated by this.
It's a fun fact.
And that the Imagineers were like, the fake ones don't look real enough. That was the logic.
And it was cheaper. It was like cheaper to get fake, but like real bones. I'm like, how is it cheaper?
You just dig
them
up.
Let me know your bones guy, because I'm spending a fortune over here.
It's like this group of animators and one real shady guy in the back. You guys need bones?
I got bones.
They're all talking about, there's just a whole team meeting, creative meeting. How to like plaster all these things, painting, and then there's this one guy in the back smoking a cigarette. You ever thought about real bones? everyone turns.
What if you is a full real skeleton?
What are you talking about, Jerry? Come to my trunk.
Looking for fellas. A tall skeleton, short skeleton. Got a lot of skeletons you can pick from.
How much you want? He's just got a coat on. He's just like bones inside.
Is that a femur?
The second one I saw that it was spooky to me was that people dump ashes in the Haunted Mansion.
They do
what?
Do that.
No way.
They
that
do.
I told you that. Too.
They dump ashes in the Haunted Mansion. Ride.
I can't remember this.
I worked at Disney.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I did the Disney College program before Sunday Cool, and you could win tours, backstage tours, where you wake up at like 3 or 4 in the morning and you go and you walk in the attraction. And I won one to the Haunted Mansion, which is like my dream come true.
Yeah.
And they say people do it like semi-annually, like pretty regularly. And they just vacuum up their loved ones.
Why would
they
you
vacuum
do
them
that?
Up?
That's also such a Disney thing to be like, congratulations, you won a prize. You get to show up at work at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was sick. I loved it. I walked the whole Haunted Mansion. It was awesome.
I love that ride.
That's crazy to me.
They're
dropping it inside the actual theater or like in the car or what?
They're in the buggy, the Doom
and
buggy.
So they just pour it on the tracks or something?
They pour it out and it's like, because they're like, oh, they love this ride. And they say like the 9,900 happy haunts or whatever. And they're the 1,000th.
They have room for one more, or whatever that line is.
Oh, dude, you know how like every ride at Disney has a different smell?
Yeah.
That's the Haunted Mansion smell.
Deceased people.
Dead.
You're literally people. Inhaling ashes.
But I just love this smell.
It just seems so, I don't know, like, because they literally just vacuum them up.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? You don't even, like, at that point, it's like you're not seeing it. It's just dirt at that point.
Which is sad. Are they disposing of that in biohazardous waste canisters? Or are they just dumping it in the trash?
I feel like there's got to be better ways to place that. Places to place that.
Yeah.
The ashes or something.
Yeah.
Where would you do it?
Then in the vacuum.
True, but the vacuum's going in a Disney trash can. No, I'm saying like, where's the best place to put your ashes in Disney World? Besides the Haunted Mansion.
Besides the Haunted Mansion, you're saying.
Okay. I would do it. Small world. I would be front row on like the log ride and just toss them up as I go.
Oh, Splash Mountain.
Everyone in the eye. No, it's Tiana.
Oh, now it's
the Bayou Adventure.
Hey, did you do that?
I don't know
yet?
What you said before, but it's racist.
No, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw it.
Didn't exist.
I heard it's breaking down a lot.
Really?
Early reviews.
What's your favorite park?
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Really?
I love Hollywood.
Hollywood is pretty great.
Always loved Hollywood.
It's a good time.
That was always my. We're big Tower of Terror people.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but Magic Kingdom's at the bottom for me.
Why?
It's a great time. But it's not as fun as the other ones.
Epcot is the only right answer.
Epcot's number one for me.
I love Epcot. And the sneaky little entrance by the World Showcase now, if you take the Skyliner.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Are you onto this yet?
Oh, like the gondolas?
Yeah, the Skyliner will take you and drop you off right by Canada. And so you can skip all the...
Canada?
The hoopla.
No thanks.
All the other...
Pass.
I'll walk.
I love how Lily said, oh, yeah, the gondola. And Anthony goes, yeah, the Skyliner.
Yeah, the Skyliner.
He's mad that I made fun of him for the Hollywood comment.
I felt under such attack from Lily from the second I sat down.
That's kind of the energy we want to bring.
Mm-hmm.
No one here is accepted.
Speaking of energy.
First form.
Did you hear about the co-founder of OceanGate?
No.
You know OceanGate, the submarine?
That's
Titanic.
Spaghetti. One year
ago. Both the name of the company and what I feel like a newspaper called the whole situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time I hear it.
Yeah. So the co-founder, they're going to do a new submarine, and he's going to go down into a hole in the Bahamas called Portal to Hell.
Is it nice?
No.
Dang. So it's not just a clever name.
It's not. But
I always thought that was like a Greenland, Iceland situation.
Yeah, where it's actually beautiful. Yeah. They call it that. Yeah,
Is it deeper than the Titanic?
I don't know. Okay. It's like 600 something feet. How deep is a Titanic?
Oh, wiles. I don't know.
We said wiles?
A wiles down. I don't know.
It's a wiles down. It takes a while.
So many wiles.
I think it's two and a half wiles.
But it's like it's the largest like sinkhole in the ocean in the world.
Almost 12,500 feet.
Almost.
That's the Titanic.
The whole blue hole.
Port of the Hell.
Yeah.
663 feet. 663
feet.
Anyways.
Yeah. Still a lot.
It seems like it's 3 feet. It's basically not explored at the bottom. So they're going to go down and do it.
Seems like for a reason they haven't.
Yeah.
Because if they've explored the Titanic at 12,000 feet and they're not exploring the bottom of a 600-foot hole, maybe don't go.
That's so funny.
Maybe don't do that thing.
I did see this, and I remember thinking, it's funny to me what we give up on and what we like double down on, right? So like one blimp blew up, the Hindenburg, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, that's it for blimps. Don't do those no more. That's a bad idea. The blimps are bad. You take a little like glued together submarine down to the Titanic, and you're like, I think we can fix a couple things. We could go back.
Just a couple makes it. Oh, it's only been a year. Let's go again.
Try it again.
Run it back, baby.
Look how eerie this photo is,
dude. It's terrifying.
That's the edge of the hole.
It's like pitch black, and you just like people dive down into it.
Guaranteed survival. How much do you go though?
Is that underwater?
How much does it
in the submarine?
Yeah, he's sitting.
You're guaranteed to survive.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's
how much
scary.
Money does it take? If you're going to go down there, you're guaranteed to survive, but you have to go dive
down. If you can guarantee my survival, I'll do it for sure.
Really?
Like, Yeah, if you cover like
my
cost.
Hour, yeah, like hourly, daily.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have some.
I'll do it for free.
My agent contact you for
like,
some of the stuff.
I'll do it for free. But no, I'm saying like, how much would it cost? Guaranteed life? I'll do it for free. I don't care. For free.
That's literally.
You can choose any amount.
Put that behind
free.
Anything.
I don't want to put anybody out or anything. It's a hypothetical situation.
And I'll do it for free.
I'm a bargain in all realities. But if you took away my guarantee of survival, you could not pay me enough to be like, get in this little tube and head down to the
90-10
portal of hell. Also, like, the inside of it was like, what are you looking at? You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a game. You have a game controller? Cool. Can I play games on the way down? No, that's what's going to run the ship.
Like, I want to know what we're... To me, the ocean just doesn't want us in it. And we're just not getting the message.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can come on the beach, and that's fine. But aside from that, you got no business here. And we just keep saying, like, but we want to be. We wants to be, though.
We
want
to be
we
down
be at
there
the
with you.
Of the ocean. And the ocean's like, no, you're not to be here.
We reject you.
I saw a guy talking. It was, like, one of those BuzzFeed groups or something. It was a group. They're doing presentations. And the guy says, bones on the bottom of the ocean. Everything that has ever died in the ocean is now laying at the bottom of that ocean. All the bones of everything that's ever lived in the ocean has died, and now their bones are resting on the ocean. And it talked about the process of how the ocean moves and how things like break down over time. And so he's like, so is sand just a bunch of crushed up bones? Of the millions of billions of things that have ever existed in the ocean.
That is actually fascinating.
So it was like, yeah, that's terrifying. Just rolling around in the sand is just, you're literally walking around in the Haunted Mansion. You're just rolling around. It's ashes, basically.
Building sandcastles with your kids with just dead bodies.
Oh, look, it has a moat. But it's kind of beautiful in a way, right?
Cycle of
it
life.
It is. When I die, I want you to make me into a castle.
I already planned on it.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
Good. Good.
You're just not decomposed at
when
all.
Stop!
Don't worry, kids. It's scary now, but in a few years, it's going
to
be really
when
pretty.
When I die, I want you to make yourself a mermaid tail from the waist down.
Dude, that would be the funniest twist of all time. Just go up to an open... I pray Kelsey does something funny for me when I do an open casket. It's like, because I just want that to be the last bit. Yeah. Like, if you walked up, and then you loaded the upper half was fine. I was beautiful. The lower half is just a mermaid tail. It smells like fish.
Ew!
It's like...
He was a mermaid the whole time?
I'm sewn in and stuff.
The whole time he was a mermaid.
Merman.
Man, we never saw this coming. No, but then it is a mermaid, and that's even more scary. We thought he was a merman.
For my open casket, just cut my legs and make me, like, my... feet like or legs like this long
and put stilts to the side and so it's like he was on stilts the whole time. all the ninja fans were like, we knew it
the whole time,
dude. I promise you, till the end of my life, I will put that little cushion underneath your butt.
Thank
whenever
you
whenever you're in there.
Why are you bringing it up?
I'm just gonna leave it.
It's a hard seat.
So
everyone shut up. Just shut up.
This just in, Josh is 5'4".
Speaking of 5'4", did you hear about Scotty Smalls from Babe Ruth?
That sounds like some bully nickname in middle school. What up, Scotty Smalls?
You know Scotty from the, not, did I say Babe Ruth?
You said Babe Ruth.
Oh, I meant the Sandlot.
Oh, yeah. You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
I don't know
Scotty,
who Smalls is, though.
He was the kid that
kid.
Had to join the team.
Yeah,
oh,
the main guy.
Kid? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Did you not see the video of him recently?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you?
Is it bad?
No, I told you about it.
Farts.
It's a bad one?
Well, apparently he was intoxicated somehow.
Smalls.
And went to his neighbor's house shirtless and was holding a big knife. And he thought his wife was in the house. He's like banging on the door, like holding this knife, just like
he was
doing something.
Yeah.
And he was walking out of the driveway and picked up a dumbbell and threw it in his neighbor's Jeep window.
Smalls.
Smashed it in.
No.
Smalls, no.
Smalls.
Smalls, no. Why'd you do that?
Smalls, that was a big deal.
Smalls, that wasn't so Smalls. you're going to prison.
That's the judge.
You have the right to a lawyer.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so, dude, I hate seeing that. I hate seeing like former people that we just like absolutely loved as kids that are just like, it really is sad, like how people just kind of just like drift away from like just entertainment biz. Like you always think like celebrities are celebrities. Like when you're a kid,
right,
like, these
right,
people,
right.
Like Marv from Home Alone.
Oh yeah,
I saw a video come up on Reddit, and it's literally just this guy that's shirtless and his boxers in the garage, and they just caught a tarantula.
Wet bandits?
Yeah.
Oh,
the tall guy, and I didn't realize it was him at the time.
Yeah.
And he lifts up this tarantula, like because they found a tarantula in their like their small little home.
Uh huh.
And then he does this classic scream from Home Alone. He's that's like, and from you're from the movie, get it? And I was like, that's so like crazy. Oh, it's sad a little bit, but like, but I'm sure they're happy. I'm sure they're doing well. But
Smalls isn't.
Smalls is not handling well at all.
Well, I always wondered what that, not to take a dark turn, but I always wondered what, like, when you have like a ton of success very early in your life.
You can ask me. Finish your question. Go ahead.
Like, what do you do for the rest? Like, the rest of it, you're like, you were more successful at 19 than you'll like ever be professionally again. And like you've got money and you'll live a good life. Like athletes happens to them all the time. Like
that's the thing. A lot of them get really depressed.
Yeah.
It's that mindset. You're just like, this is my life from now on. Instead of just like the sun shining right now.
Right.
Let's just have fun while it's shining.
This is why I refuse to be successful.
I've always wondered that. I was like, why is Anthony not successful at all? Is he afraid of it? I'm
really nervous about what happens afterwards.
I don't want to experience it.
I don't
want
to know that.
That's the only thing that's holding me back.
Yeah, that's wild, though. Because the guy, the catcher from The Sandlot, I forget his name, but
he's
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like doing stuff on TikTok and stuff now.
I just said he's pretty. He's pretty successful.
He's very pretty.
He seems like adjusted to, and honestly, not like I've seen stuff from Marv, and he seems very like he just doesn't want to act anymore. And he's like, I love Home Alone. He does events and shows up, and he seems cool with it all.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I love that. Like, you can just be like that, and like, fine. I'm completely cool with just not doing that. I think it's the actor Charlie from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original guy.
Yeah, he did the one movie.
He did?
Yeah, he just did, or the original Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a movie?
No, he just did that movie.
Just the one movie. I thought you were saying, like, he just did that movie.
What's it called? Gladiator. He's Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but he's like a veterinarian now, like a large animal veterinarian, horses and stuff like that. I'm like, awesome. That'd be the coolest thing, just go getting your horse fixed or something. By the way, I'm Charlie.
By the way, I'm Charlie.
Getting your horse.
By the way, I'm Charlie.
By the way, can you fix my horse?
I don't think
my horse is not running right.
Look under his tail.
Yeah, sure, I'll get to your
it's
horse.
It's a golden ticket.
But have you ever wondered what it's like to hang out with Gene Wilder? I mean, maybe, I guess, but my horse seems like it's dying right now. Don't worry about it. No! Charlie,
they just sleep like that.
Oh,
dude, with athletes and stuff, though, at least they have a career that they can like look back with pride on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw shade at any of the artists, but like we grew up in the pop punk era.
Okay.
And so you look at a lot of the musicians from that era. The music was fun back then.
Yeah.
It didn't age well.
Right.
I've been seeing a lot of those musicians on YouTube now, like trying to like re-get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a bunch of like people my age trying to be 12 years old again. Mm-hmm.
No, I think the music has aged well. It's just like when I look at music videos, I'm like, how did we ever think this was okay?
Yeah.
Like I'm sure people in the 80s felt that way when they got past that. Like,
sure.
It feels the whole emo stage was so cool, like in the middle of it. But now it's like all of it is so wacky.
We were listening the other day. Rach and I have been doing puzzles and listening to Spotify playlists at night. So it's getting crazy at the Russo house.
So yeah, we're 60
Let's
years
just
old.
Say.
You must have some really good smelling farts.
So we're listening to this 90s mix, and it's all very like era specific, right? I want to circle back around to a topic we've already discussed. And then Celine Dion comes on, and we were just like, how funny that in the middle of, like, you know, Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle, Britney Spears and stuff, that Celine Dion was like, that's fine, you guys do that. I'm going to do 15-minute powerhouse songs that will be around for forever.
Yeah.
Just so we're all, no, you guys, that's cool. Whatever you're doing over there, great. Backstreet Boys, carry on. I will be over here. The songs are forever long. You're like, this song is still going on. And you're also, like, crying at the end of them because they're all so good.
The confidence it must take to write a 15-minute song, spend time on it, and just say, yeah, this is the best I can do. And then, people are going to love it. And I would be like, so scared.
To be like, musically, there's stuff going on, but mostly it's just number one right here. Like, it's just me at the center of the stage. Like,
I mean, she has been doing it probably the longest.
Did you?
Right? Like, I mean, like, she was on the Titanic.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that's the thing that's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
Is that she did get her one hit, the one song she was singing on the Titanic.
Yeah.
Did blow up, technically.
Yeah.
Because of a huge catastrophe. Yeah. Huge tragedy. Like, so, like, it's cool. Sure. She's got a great voice. But when you look at the roots of it, the origin of Celine Dion, it does not taste well.
Yeah, definitely.
Sidebar, why is that not caught on as a genre? Like, weird romance story set against horrible tragedy.
Dude, true.
Like, more movies just right before something catastrophic happens, and you're like,
it just needs to be, like, deadly romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cute that happened at Chernobyl right before, you know, everything went down. They were in love.
I do love that, like, have you ever seen the movie Remember Me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad movie. It's not really that great, but
it's
a great twist.
Coco.
And it, sure.
I think.
Yeah. It's the opposite version.
Sorry.
This one has Rob Pattinson. It's a live action.
Anthony stuck at Disney.
But I do like how the twist of that is, like, it's centered around a big historical catastrophe.
Yeah.
And so I think it would be really fun to do that, like, where it's like, you know, it's during the middle of some type of tragedy, don't know which one until the very end. Mm. And it's only like a shot goes off. Like, yes. No, the president's been shot. Like, it's no.
Celine Dion comes into the speakers.
Or even like little comedic snippets, because you know there was some little fight going on.
Yeah.
Like, before this horrible, terrible thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
Two people were like, no, I'm not getting over it because it is your time to take the trash out. And this is like the last words they ever utter.
Yeah, like, we just struck an iceberg.
Like, the wife comes in. We just hit an iceberg, honey. It's like, okay, first of all, calm down. We've been on this boat for 2 weeks.
I'm not talking to you right now.
You've been acting like this. Like, I can't talk to you. You sound insane right now. No, we're sinking. You're over
a marriage. We can fix it.
He's taking everything symbolically. What's the iceberg? My affair? Oh, I thought we were over that. Like, just everything. And it's just, by the time they're done arguing, it just keeps rising up to the nose. You sound insane right now.
Ocean Gate goes by. You can hear the faint. It's like still going on all these years later.
You hear the game controls.
The ghosts are in there still arguing. Loves it.
Loves it.
Don't you love when you're at the end of a conversation and everyone goes, and then more than one person.
You know, the line I love is, it feels good to laugh.
I just feel so grateful. I'm free to laugh today. Thank you. Thank you. Honestly, thank you for this.
Chuckles and someone says, it just feels good to laugh. And you're like, oh, gosh.
Now, the last time we saw you, Anthony, we were dropping you off in an airport.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you had to wait at that airport for like 8 hours, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for a lot of hours. Yeah.
We were in Nashville. And speaking of songs, you sang to me, I think it was Dashboard Confessional?
Yes.
Like three songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You serenaded me.
That was such a fun couple days.
Did you have fun?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I was buzzing on that for a while.
Doesn't he look like just an older version of Dusty Slay?
Little bit today. Little bit with the hat and the hair. And
great value version.
And the glasses.
Those are like what he wears.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. There you go.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time.
We'll send that to him right now. Perfect. It does look like him.
You look handsome with those.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, so you...
I just feel like I trust everything he has to say. Right
I know.
Very You're going to be okay, son.
You're like Malcolm Y.
I'm just going to start going up to young kids in Walmart and just put my hand on their shoulder and say, you're going to be okay, kid.
You're not my dad.
Weird guy grabbed me.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Your own?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's deep, and I really want us to dive into this real quick.
Let's do it.
I have a theory that all Tupperware containers, they make it to where the lids eventually dissolve in the sink or dishwasher.
Because
you can never find the lids for these Tupperware.
That would honestly be...
That's where they're...
Like after four or five washes, they just like...
Because you just throw it in the sink. Throw in the sink or you throw in the dishwasher and then you're unloading. You don't even pay attention.
You don't think, oh, I had this lid in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly... That can't be far off.
It's just because your wife has poor organizational skills.
No, think about it. It's a universal thing.
No.
I'm all for it.
No, you have all your lids?
No, I was saying no to Lil. I don't like you taking any of that on yourself.
No,
we're all missing Tupperware stuff.
I like that perspective. I love, you know me, I love blaming the wife. But in this case, I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the radiation, dude. It's the microwaves. There's like a dissolving chemical activated by like the fourth microwave.
And they probably learned
it from
socks.
You microwave your Tupperware?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, do you guys do that?
I do it.
No!
I do it too.
Stop doing that.
This is how my wife responds.
I microwave my styrofoam.
Stop doing that!
That feels risky. I have not done that.
You're
but there's Tupperware,
if you just
I'm
want
like,
your wings,
come on.
And you got like six wings left in a styrofoam thing.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't need to put it in there for like 3 minutes. I'm just going to like
throw it on a plate.
Enough to...
Styrofoam makes me nervous.
You have to wash the
plate. I stand by you for the Tupperware, but styrofoam spooks me in the microwave.
You take a plate, aluminum foil, so you don't dirty the plate. It's not that hard, guys.
Take a plate, gunpowder, aluminum foil.
Have you seen in some, I think it's Korea, they do the bag. They'll put a plate in a bag and pull the bag over. So they just pull the bag off the plate.
Oh.
Do you see that one? There's this one, I don't know how the science of it works, but she has a little tiny fire on the side of the street. And she's cooking. It's a plastic Walmart sack full of water.
Huh?
And it's over the fire and it doesn't break. Something in the science, like
water regulates at 212. Once it passes 212, it becomes vapor. So I think it can't get past 212.
So the plastic, like it's just, it makes no sense. You just see this Walmart sack holding a bunch of water and it's boiling.
Let's test it. Let's get a water balloon and a lighter.
Oh. Yeah. So she's boiling. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like she's cooking things inside that little tiny bag.
That's pretty crazy.
It's wild.
The melting point of the bag is above
the boiling point
of water.
And it won't go over that.
So funny.
Man, don't you just love people and how smart they can be?
That I love, man.
That's pretty resourceful.
That is very resourceful.
I stinking love it, dude.
I love it.
You know, I love it.
You know, I'll say this right now. I love it.
I'll say it right now.
I'll say this right now. And I know we're going to lose a couple subscribers because I'll say it. But I love it.
Do you guys want to hear a really heroic story?
Yeah.
You can talk about me again.
What did I do? This also has to do with soccer or football.
Footy.
It was in the Copa or the South American, Copa America. Yeah, Copa America. And it was Uruguay versus Colombia. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Mm-hmm. I was talking to him about it
earlier. It was the player, Darwin Nunez.
Nunez.
The Colombian fans got really rowdy. He's from Uruguay, and they were starting to surround his family in the stands. He stopped and jumped in the stands and was like fighting off all these Colombian fans.
Yeah.
I saw the clip of fighting.
Save his
I didn't know that's
family.
What caused it.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's like a shot of like him like holding his son. But he like saved a bunch of other player families too, right?
Yeah, there was one of the players on the team ran, you know, it's the game's over and he runs over to do his interview. Everyone else rushes the stands. He goes to do the interview and he's saying, he's like, this is what's happening. We have our families there. He was like, our team members have newborn babies that are being rushed by fans.
The fans were attacking the families?
Yeah,
like just crowding them, like
intoxicated.
It's mob violence, so it's incoherent. But Yeah, I was like,
yeah, that's a tough thing as a professional athlete to not go in there and just swing.
Oh, I do.
Well, yeah, he took off his jersey or something and like just ran up there.
So like I watched it happen. I'm like, come on, you got to be professional. And then I see why. But then even further than that, in the interview, he's like, there was only one officer on the corner. And like, this is Copa America. This is
like hundreds of dudes just surrounding his family.
From nations where minor leagues are known for getting really rowdy.
So you snap, dude. Yeah, you would just snap.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I thought it was just like some like crazy cran, like a fan fight. Like, you remember
Cran fight?
They did have crans.
Cran fight!
Crazy cran.
That's kind of wild because there was a similar story that happened in the space station where when I was up there with Buzz.
Oh, no way.
And there was like this, like, I don't know how to describe them, like creatures that were out there. And oh, they were, and I was in like real danger.
Was Buzz okay?
Yeah, Buzz risked his life for me.
Wow.
Like, he quit everything he was doing. He put his own needs aside.
And like, he is just completely selfless in the moment.
Focused on me. Wow. And he followed
these
things off.
What did that feel like?
It was great. It was just wild because you just like have this moment where you're like, that's amazing that somebody cares about me like this.
Wow.
So he kind of pulls me in and, you know, fights off all these like space things or whatever. And we get in there, and I'm just crying. He's just holding me, and
like a father and son, kind of like it was like
exactly.
Wow,
exactly. And he looked at me, and he was like, "I love you," and I was like, "I love you too." And then he was like, "And I can't believe, like, also love Andy's podcast."
Wow.
And so, if anything,
this one's for you, Buzz.
If anything, to just reiterate how much he cares about this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, even in that moment.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That is so cool.
It's just very similar to, like, just what someone will do for someone they care a lot about.
Isn't that so cool how much your dad loves this podcast?
Yeah.
And how much he risked everything. He just abandoned his selfishness and became selfless to help Andy, like a father would help a son.
Right.
It was just abandon his past life just to seek you.
Right.
As like a father to a son kind of scenario.
He didn't have like a lot of oxygen either.
Golly, that is amazing.
He used to look at me and said, I don't care.
What a hero.
Really, truly.
What a great, great man.
Kind of started calling him Papa Buzz after that.
That is so cool.
Just because.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get that.
And he was like, that's my boy. He would do that to me sometimes up there, which was cool. Yeah.
Man.
And then he coached he ended up coaching my soccer team.
No way.
No way.
When I was.
That's amazing. Oh, dude, Buzz is the man.
I didn't think he had time, but.
You're so lucky that he's your
dad. I didn't think he had time, but he did. Yeah. He was at every practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is awesome.
Seriously crazy.
Right?
Good dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's really awesome.
I love it. That's so glad you came, man. So glad you came, Anthony.
Yeah, Buzz wanted to come.
Yeah.
He just had stuff.
I know. Yeah. I know.
You know what I said with the space.
It's important stuff he's got.
This month.
Busy month.
For space.
Yeah, for space stuff.
I know that seems weird because it's like sometimes it's slower down here, but up there.
Well, I'm glad he sent you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because we were expecting Buzz, and, but like, not that like you're not great. Like, it's just like because we love having you here, but it's just,
thanks,
just
man.
Expecting Buzz and stuff. But yeah, man, 100 years. I mean, 100 episodes.
100
episodes, everyone!
Whee!
100 episodes. 100 episodes. Too bad it's the end.
Nailed it.
Psych, it's not the end, because we have another half episode on patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
No way!
Way!
That's incredible. Where do we go, though? They don't even know where to go, so they can't even watch the extra content.
I literally just said patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Oh, sometimes you have to hear it twice to remember it.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, and guys, hey, make sure to go subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Spotify.
Wherever you're listening to this, leave a review.
Yeah.
To the comments on YouTube, reviews on Apple, Google, Spotify. Make it happen, y'all. We got a new hat dropping.
We do.
Do I have it?
It's probably already on there.
Oh, what?
A new hat.
The pandas are spies.
The pandas are spies.
Officially on a hat.
So sick.
It's
beautiful.
Yep. And beautiful. For the comments, go comment your favorite moment from Ninjas of Butterflies.
Mm. And the past 100 episodes, what's your favorite thing? Favorite quote? Favorite dance move? Favorite conspiracy?
Favorite episode?
Favorite episode?
Yes.
Favorite person?
Favorite person?
Whose fart do you think smells the best?
Right?
You're going to say not Lily's.
Definitely not Lily's.
Lily's farts are not the best.
Don't say that. That's
weird. Don't say that. Yeah, don't be specific, but we get it. We know.
All right, guys. We love you. Make sure to go to sundaycool.com if you have any custom apparel that you need making.
And I would like to say, on the behalf of everybody, thank you. Thanks for letting us get here to 100 episodes. This is a big deal.
Why are you doing it like that?
I'm just saying. We should. It's 100 episodes. We don't do this every episode. No, we should take time.
Weirdly emotional.
Look them in the eye and say thank you.
Thank you. But don't get all. That's like at the end. It's like the end of a movie.
Okay, but I'm saying. But yeah, it's 100 episodes. I'm not going to say that until we're at like 1,000. Okay. Because I don't want to get emotional. I don't want to get emotional. But the thing is, when I can't help it, because we started this podcast not less than 2 years ago, man.
Wow.
And we've been dreaming of this podcast, me and you, ever since I got here. It was 5 years ago, man.
Yeah.
And now look at us. We're here.
Yeah.
You got a wife.
Yeah.
She was pregnant on this podcast.
She was.
We saw the baby on this podcast.
Yeah.
We live streamed the birth on Patreon. Everyone, go check it out.
We did?
We did.
Unreal. Oh.
No.
Unreal.
And now we got our friend here.
Yeah.
Andrew's 35. He just celebrated his 3 years anniversary of Sunday Cool. Oh. We're here, baby.
Yeah.
Ninjas Are Butterflies. The greatest comedy podcast that has ever been produced in the world.
It's wow. Good.
It's good.
And we're here.
You're right.
You're here.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Yeah.
And you're here. Yeah. And you're here. And most importantly, you're here. So thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the likes. Wow. Thank you for the comments. Here's to the next 100. And everything that comes after this moment. Thank you.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Why can't you bring Buzz? Just bring Buzz!
Did I say ninja? I meant the butterfly. I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are back.
Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I'm way too young to be here on my own.